Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
7:25 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan hanging out behind the glass, and we're about to go in the huddle. Guys, I don't know if you're as nervous as I am. Dylan is in charge of Top 5 Tuesday today.
Can we go ahead and unveil?
I want to. I'm nervous because he came in saying he's going to make us mad.
Yeah, and he probably will.
I am, and I'm ready.
Okay. What is the category?
Top 5 movie and TV series endings.
Whoa.
Top 5 movie and TV series endings.
Spoiler
alert. I had to combine the two. Yes.
You're just setting yourself up. Like, you're a youth, so all these are on
Y'all are
going
to be mad. Just get in your head, you're going
to
be mad.
I feel this drives me nuts because I try so hard to not be, like, I consider you, like, in this business a little bit of a little brother type thing, and all you do is make me be mean to you. And it's like driving me nuts. Why would you combine them? They're separate.
No, they're not. A TV series is a long movie.
Also, we're gonna have to issue like a spoiler alert before each one, because how old are these?
Yeah, how recent?
The most recent one I believe is 2019, maybe soon. I gotta see when the finale of this one show.
Five years, you're outside the room.
Yeah, you're good there, but I can tell the pause. You did not think that part through.
I did think about it for a second, but I thought these were all old enough, and everybody's pretty much probably seen or know what the ending is to all these.
Yeah.
I'm almost sure everybody knows what the ending is to all these. So
yeah.
I'm not worried about spoilers.
The biggest spoiler I ever got was, you know, when they announced that Star Wars was going to have, and this is going to be a spoiler alert for you, Mike, but they're going to have like another series continuing after new episodes. And I was like, I asked my brother, because he's a big Star Wars fan. This is years before I met Grant McCauley. I was like, it's going to be like a father-son, like, a fun family movie now. And my brother's just like, Darth Vader's dead. He's like, wait, what?
What did you just say?
What?
Wheels are spinning.
I do want to say one thing, and I'll repeat it again when we get to it. This is my top 5 list. There was no, you know, thanking of the OG. These are movies I've seen, this is me. Now, there are going to be some movies out there be like, oh, what about this? What about that? It's probably not on there because I haven't seen it, and I don't know what the ending is, so I can't speak on it.
Okay.
So I just want to put that out there.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough, my friend.
All right. Brace yourselves for 7:40 when Dylan is in charge of Top 5 Tuesday. Let's go ahead and go in the huddle. The Arizona Cardinals beat the Cowboys last night in Dallas. Final score was 27-17. Jacoby Brissett completed 21 of 31 passes for 261 yards. Had 2 touchdowns despite being sacked 5 times.
Yeah, it's weird how that happens. Sounds like the New England Patriots from this past weekend. Jonathan Gannon says there's not a quarterback controversy. He says that Kyler Murray's their guy. Jacoby Brissett has started 3 games for them. He looked really good last night.
Mm-hmm.
There might not be a quarterback controversy for Jonathan Gannon, but I'm going to go out on a limb here and say by the end of the year, there's probably going to be a quarterback controversy for Marvin Harrison Jr. when you looked at how much he was featured in the passing game last night and how much Jacoby Brissett was trying to get him involved and get him the ball, timing routes, good throws, everything else that comes along with it. And I realize it was the Cowboys' defense, but he looked good. And if you put Kyler Murray back in there and all of a sudden that passing game goes kaput, you're going to have an issue on your hands with Marvin Harrison Jr. So whether or not Jonathan Gannon feels it, that rest of that team is going to feel that, I think.
Yeah, the reason that he's saying it's not a quarterback controversy is because of the money involved. I mean, they signed him to that deal they should have never signed him to. He forced their hand, and they never should have done it because I don't know how sold they were, and I don't know how sold – I know I wasn't sold on them. They look completely different. And Brissett almost beat the Colts. They almost beat the Colts with Brissett, and they looked good then too. In fact, according to my fantasy team, Marvin Harrison's been pretty good since Brissett's been in there.
Yeah.
It's interesting because I think Jonathan Gannon's actually – I think Shane Steichen is the better of those two that left Philadelphia after the first Sirianni Super Bowl run that ended in a loss to the Chiefs. Remember, both those guys went and got head coaching jobs. But I think Gannon's he feels like a pretty good coach. They compete, but they seem hamstrung at times with Kyler Murray at quarterback.
Yeah, it feels like one of those 49ers issues where you're like, Brock Purdy, just take your time. Like, we're just fine with Mac Jones at the helm. I feel like that's exactly what's happening in Arizona right now. It's like, dude, you need to be 100% when you get back in here, Kyler. Just wait. Wait, what'd you say, 99? Did you say 99? Nope, you're out. You stay right there. Don't worry about it.
Jerry Jones is very insistent that they have a trade in place for the Cowboys.
This is so weird.
Yeah.
Immediately, it will have them on the field. And it will address some of the things that have been our shortcomings.
Okay. What is that? Like, so they're going to get a pass rusher. And
they had 5 sacks last night.
Yeah, well, there you go.
They're actually 21st. They got 21 sacks, which is only one behind us.
I was going to say, and we just got 6 this past weekend. Yeah. So we kind of take it. I don't know. Like, I think it's obviously the defense as a whole that they've really, really struggled with. But I'm watching the offense last night struggle against Arizona, and I think that when Troy Aikman said it, he's like, I don't know if I would make those trades right now. Like, I don't know that you're 1 or 2 players away from this actually being a championship-contending football team. But look, man, you didn't sign the contract with Micah Parsons, so you've got a little bit of draft capital there. You've got a little bit more money in your pocket. Maybe there is some moves you can make out there. I don't ever blame teams for going for it. Then you got to be smart about when you do it and what your window is, but – if he feels like now's the time, and he's obviously got plenty of money, do whatever you need to do, man.
Can I also put out there just why he said they made a trade and they're probably going to make more trades, and he walked back. He was like, well, we could make trades, when he already basically said, like, they didn't make a trade, but nothing's been announced yet. Like,
he said they haven't that it's there on the table, and they just haven't basically signed off and processed it, is what he tried to say.
Is there any...
When he backtracked, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is there any chance that this is connected to the next piece of news we have on In the Huddle about the trade that came out yesterday?
Maybe. The Eagles have traded for a Dolphins pass rusher, Jalen Phillips, in exchange for a 2026 third-round draft
pick. Yeah, I think the timing of that would be off. Like, I don't think it's Jalen Phillips necessarily they're going after, but I do look at Miami, and you look at the Bradley Chubbs or whoever else it may be that are part of these talks. And obviously they're on their backup GM right now in Miami, and he's just trying to empty the tank, just get these contracts off the books and get rid of a lot of these players so they can kind of hit the reset button next year. And maybe that's the talk. I don't think, like I said, I don't think it was Jalen Phillips, but it would be funny if Jerry comes out and goes, well, we got a trade in place. And then all of a sudden Philly's like, you know what? We'll give you a third rounder instead of Jerry giving you a fourth. And Miami's like, sold, done. And then all of a sudden Jerry's going, well, we could make a trade in theory. There's a theory of making a trade, but nothing set in stone.
The only way they should be making deals is if they get a guy that is under contract for a couple years. There should be no expiring contract trade. That's not putting you anywhere. And NFL does less of that than anybody anyways.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
The deadline is 4:00 today. Do you think we'll see any changes locally?
No. I
didn't even finish my sentence.
No. I could see maybe bringing in reinforcements up front on the offensive line, but I don't really expect anything.
There's 2 different questions here. Do I want them to make a trade? Yes. Mm-hmm. Do I think they will? No. And I could see them going either way. They could bring in reinforcements, or they could say, hey, we're going to get rid of a couple of guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Don't see where you're doing it.
You've got big contracts that are on the book. The big contracts are on the book for a while. Let's just put it that way. Yeah. Like all the extensions and all the money you've pushed down the road, even if you wanted to, I mean, even if it was like a Lindstrom, like he's under contract for what, four more seasons?
You don't even have the depth to do that trade right now. You're going to get your quarterback killed if you do that. You don't have the depth.
I think Kyle Hinton played really, really well.
Yeah, but Bergeron's hurt too.
Yeah.
Like both those, like Bergeron and Lindstrom both could miss this week. I'm not saying they are. I don't know. It's really way too early, but they both left the game and did not return. Right? So you don't.
Semantics at the deadline, Bo. So, semantics. Let's just.
Oh, well, trade Kyle Pitts.
I would love to see that personally. So just be careful what you say.
Who's going to play tight end?
It doesn't matter. Anybody can run out there and run a freaking check down.
Well,
the way. We can put Felipe Franks
out
there.
Yeah, but they got to catch the ball if they're going to run the check right down.
That's fine. Like, what's
you're punting on
the
season.
What's the downside going to be? You're paying him $10 million this year. You're not going to re-sign him.
Well, you don't know. You don't know. You don't know. You just don't know. You can't say that.
I'm good.
You might be good, but that doesn't mean they are. You don't even know who will be making that decision.
Would you re-sign Kyle Pitts right
now? That's not neither here nor there.
Yes, it is.
It's neither here nor there.
It is.
No, it's not.
I just told you I wouldn't.
There's a lot of things I wouldn't do that they've done. There's a lot of things that they've done that I would.
Would you do it? Would you re-sign Kyle Pitts right now?
What does that have to do with what they're going to do?
Because if you don't think that they should or you wouldn't do it, then why wouldn't you trade him?
Because I'm still trying to win this year. The season is not gone yet.
I'm not a quitter. He doesn't want to trade our players.
I don't want to trade guys that you don't have anybody that can do what they do. There's no one else on the roster that can do what Kyle Pitts does.
That's just not true.
Who's a catching tight end? Who?
I don't care. You could put a receiver in to do what he does.
You don't have enough of those.
And then maybe we'd get better blocking out of that guy.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
David Sills could do what he does.
David Sills is not a better blocker than Kyle Pitts. I'm not sitting here and telling you how good Kyle Pitts is at blocking.
What?
But the situations they ask Kyle Pitts to block in, David Sills is not going to do any better.
Cool, man.
All right, Dylan, they're nice and fired up for your top five list.
Yeah, come on in.
This is going to
fine.
Be insane.
Keep that same energy, fellas. Keep that same energy.
We have Top 5 Tuesday on deck. We've also got a new skipper that we'll talk about next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.